The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good.
We have with us Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola and Associates, based in Dunmore, professional surveyors. How are you?
Good, Jackie. How are you? Good to talk to you again, you and Pat.
Thank you for being here with us for the second week in a row. We're here Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And if you have a business that you think would be interesting on the show, give us a call or send us an email. You can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners. What new construction is there this week?
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Yes, we're always looking for interesting topics and eloquent, like Bob Mendola.
There's a wealth of knowledge. This guy knows. You know everything about surveys. Let me tell you something. You've come across everything, pretty much. But we need guests like that.
That's we need guests like that that have an interesting topic to share with the world as it relates to real estate. And so we don't bite. We have a lot of fun. Do we not have fun?
Absolutely, Jackie.
You never say no. You're always here, and you provide us with excellent topics, and we're so happy to have you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so last week we talked about land-lot combination situations where people combine or merge land if they have two lots, separate lots, and they want to merge them and combine them to make one big lot. There is a process that they have to adhere to, and it's involved. It takes some time and some money to do that. But there's certain rules and guidelines that they have to follow. This week, I thought we would talk about land subdivision on a large scale. So we have, say, acreage, and we have a lot of land. And so a lot of times as realtors, we're presented with, well, we have this large parcel, and we're just going to separate it off into four smaller parcels because we think we can get more money when we sell it. We could just do this, 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 and this and have these types of parcels, and they'll give us dimensions. And we say, no, it's not that easy. There is a process that one has to adhere to, and it's not simple, is it, Bob?
Not really. There's some involvement, some detail to it. And again, the layperson or the owner of property, they wouldn't have privy to this information because over the years, the municipalities that we live in the different counties in the state of Pennsylvania, over time, they generate new zoning laws and new subdivision requirements, and some of them can be very, very involved, and people just don't realize what is involved in doing a subdivision on a larger scale.
So you've been surveying property since the 1970s, say 1977?
That is correct. 1977 is right.
You're a professional surveyor, and you have your son and other family members that are part of the business. You serve the tri-state area, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. You must be hopping.
We do pretty well. Thank God for my lovely wife, Mary. She's the CEO of the business.
And the home.
And the home, of course.
But Jackie's the CEO of my business, too. It's just that we have so much in common.
Absolutely. That goes without saying. And we have our sons and my daughter, Betsy. We have Matt, who's a full-time guy with us. He's a professional land surveyor, not just in Pennsylvania, but he's in New York and New Jersey as well. And I have another son, Tommy, who's an engineer, professional engineer, in all three states as well. So we've been very blessed.
Nice. Okay, so you know what you're doing. And so you've done land lot combination as well as land subdivision on a larger scale. So there's a lot of details involved. And so what happens if you need highway occupancy permits or if there's wetlands on this land? What is involved with those types of situations, please?
Good point, Jackie. These are certainly key areas to address. Again, when people will approach me and they have a larger section or piece of land that they want to either put 4, 5, 6 lots, maybe even a larger type of development, 20 or 30 lots. There is a cutoff point where we look at either minor subdivision or major subdivision. In most municipalities, if you're doing 6 lots or less, it's called minor subdivision. Anything greater than that was major. The greatest difference is in major developments, major subdivisions, now you're getting into road designs, your septic systems, sewers, your catch basins for water runoff, and you hit on a very good point. You have to have access to these lots, and if this land is on a state highway, you have to get the approvals and permission from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation to get their approvals for going out to their highway system with the new development. And wetlands is another key, as you mentioned earlier. It has to be addressed. And these are very, very interesting points to work with when you're doing these larger scale subdivisions.
So I can't just go and buy a 50-acre farm and chop it up into 20 little or 15 little parcels? I can't do that?
Not that readily, Pat.
Well, people see. You know what happens. You're down in Jersey, and 30, 40 years ago, there was all these potato farms. Mm-hmm. And then you go back 5 years later, and it's this sprawling development. So everybody thinks they can do it now.
Well, it's like everything in life. You can do a lot of things once you do it the right way, and you comply with their zoning and land development subdivision laws. And of course, to do this, you have to hire the right professional people like surveyors, engineers, and wetland specialists and things of that nature to address all these factors. The key part of doing your larger scale subdivision is, and it's very important in this day and age, with wetlands. Very, very key in the sense that the state and federal level now, government, they want to sort of preserve these areas of what we call wetlands. Now, these are areas that supposedly were like this from the days of, oh God, the beginning of time for that matter, where you had all these natural areas of land, wetness, and different types of terrain. When you do development, there is a process called mitigation, which you can take certain areas of wetland and use it if you make it a wetland someplace else in another preserve type of thing, another reservation. And you can do that, and it's allowed by law and allowed by the state. The other key thing we touched on earlier, and Jackie had mentioned, is your highway occupancy permit. And that's something that could become very involved with these PennDOT people from the Department of Transportation, where you have to address every use on that highway where you're putting new development. You have to show all the existing driveways, all areas of approach on the highway, what you're going to do, how many lots you're going to serve, and based on that, that will determine how much detail you have to design.
So you have so many lots in this area, and so you have to show that, how many lots. Do you have to show what type of dwelling is going to be there, like how many square feet, and from there do they derive a traffic count to see what the traffic would be going in and out?
These play a role, and that's an interesting point you would mention. Type of dwelling, as long as it's a residential nature, they're not too restrictive in that nature. More of the township or the borough or city would command that area more than the state. But where you have to address the amount of traffic that you're going to generate and you're going to put new roads in and design all these things to make this work, you got to adjust the sewer system for every house in that development. You make sure you have the capacity to tap in to the existing public sewer system. Now, if there isn't a public sewer system, you have to go what they call on-lot septic development designs, where each lot will have its own septic system, and therein you have to come up with percolation test of the land.
Each lot has to be perked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now you have another variable or factor to deal with in your subdivision design. So it's called on-lot septic systems. So you have to do test boring, test pit, test boring holes to make sure that that area could take the drainage for your septic.
Now, that's on a larger subdivision. What about the minor subdivision? If you have, say, 17 acres, you're going to less than six lots, or you want to divide it into, say, five.
That's a good point, too. If you're in minor subdivision, you still have to show septic or public system, but you don't have that amount of design interior-wise for your whole system to work for.
So a lot of these areas, too, with these larger parcels of land, have railroads. And they have track going through them, by them, near them. What do we have to think about regarding that type of situation?
That's an important area, too, as well, Jackie. Very well mentioned. And I'll add to that, you may have power lines, utilities that go through land. Now you have this thing with gas parcels, for natural gas that you see in these larger tracts of land on the farms further north, Bradford County and Susquehanna County and Wyoming County, some parts of Lackawanna as well. So anything that is affecting that land that you have at any other use, be it railroad or utility or gas lease, has to be addressed in your total plan to be approved.
And what's entailed with that?
Well, we'll go step by step on this. Wetlands, you have to delineate it.
Who determines what's a wetland? Who does
Good point, Pat. We have wetland specialists. I don't do that myself. I'm not a wetland specialist. I know wetlands, but I'm not a specialist.
Right. You can give advice. You can look at it.
But you have to have the guy come in and say this either is or isn't a wetland.
And this is what you have to do. If you're going to remove this, you got to put something over here.
Absolutely. And you have a specialist we have come in. They'll delineate it. They'll show where it's at. We survey that area to show the impact on the land that we're developing. And then once you have that determined, then you do a mitigation plan with ourselves and the specialist to say we take a portion of it, then we do something somewhere else to replace that wetland. That's one area. Second area, and it can become very detailed, is your access onto a state highway. If you have there's different level of driveway uses that go out to the state highway system. You have minimum use driveway, you have just regular, or you have high density driveways, or you have the lower level where you just have like a lot or two that just access. That's a basic HOP, which we call it. But every one of these things, you have to meet all of the criteria with the State Department of Transportation to make sure you address all their concerns.
This is very detailed.
Yes, it is.
Complicated.
Very involved.
Very involved. It could be very involved and, in some cases, more costly.
Okay, with us today is Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola & Associates, professional surveyors based in Dunmore. Can I have your contact information, please?
You can get us on a telephone, Jackie, at 570-346-8249. Or you can go online and just look up Land Surveyors on Google, on the Internet, look up Surveyors or Land Surveyors. We should be coming up on a list of one, two, or three on that list. You can go to our email, which is my son Matt, M-A-T-T, at mendolasurveys.com. Or if you want to see our business and what we've done over the years, go to our website at mendolasurveys.com.
Thank you, Bob. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, this might be the nicest home I've ever talked about. Listen to this one. We have a mansion. We do. Listen to, we have a mansion. That's the only way to describe 1236 December Drive in Dunmore. This 6,000 square foot brick home sits on 3 acres of land with a stunning view of the valley. The home has a pool. It's got a beautiful pool, a beautiful pool house. It's got a gym. It's got a sauna. It's got a four-car garage. It's got expansive grounds with beautiful stonework. It has an old world style wine room attached to the pool house with a full commercial kitchen. This home has everything you could dream of, including a wonderful kitchen, fireplaces, sunrooms, marble baths, large jacuzzi tubs. It's got a cobblestone driveway. This home has to be seen to be believed. That's a 6,000 square foot brick home overlooking the valley at 1236 December Drive in Dunmore for $1.1 million. And that's listed by Eddie Ruddy and Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I caught our producer, DC, daydreaming yeah. about when he was going to, what he would do with all his lottery
oh,
winnings.
Oh, man, you got to see this place.
That's
it is
beautiful.
It
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. He went right onto our webpage.
Yeah,
he
did, isn't it? It's amazing. Yeah.
That's jready.com.
Jready.com. Yes. Click all the way down.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back learning lots. I said that last week.
Lots. Yes, that's a play on words.
Yes,
that's a pun. Yes, because we have with us today Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola & Associates, professional surveyors. And you survey lots. Lots
correct.
Of lots.
Lots of lots.
Lots of lots. Hopefully lots,
lots
of lots.
Lots of lots, yes, because you serve a tri-state area, this tri-state area, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. You've been doing this for 42 years, 41 years?
41 years.
41 years. Okay, great.
Thank God.
You're based in Dunmore. We've known you a long time, and you've been on our show many of times. And so this week we've been talking about a large scale land subdivision. And so what you explained in the beginning is anything under six parcels is a minor subdivision. Anything over six is a major subdivision.
That's correct.
Okay. So you explain the process, what you do, what you have to look at, highway occupancy permits, if there are easements, if there are wetlands, and then you have to figure things out from there. Then there would be a review process.
That's
after
correct.
All your footwork is complete and all the specialists have been at the site determining what is and what isn't and what can and what can't be done. Okay, so then there's a review process. Please take us through that, please.
Thank you, Jackie. That's, of course, the more important part of all this work that we do, because without getting the approval, we haven't served our client or customer well. And that's the end result. That's the whole purpose of doing land subdivision, whether it's small or larger scale, to make it work for our customers so that they can go on with their lives and be successful with their selling of property. And, of course, that brings you guys into the real estate end of it as well. The review process becomes involved in a sense where, number one, the meetings aren't every day that you want to be held. The planning commissions in most municipalities are once a month for their review schedule. Also, you deal with the county level as well for their planning review, and that's once a month as well. You have other agencies with the larger developments that we talk about. You've got the Department of Transportation, where you have to get on a list because they become very busy and they have such a load of work with doing other developments, other parcels of land and what have you, other HOPs, the highway occupancy, as we call it. So you got the Department of Environmental Protection as well for your planning modules and, of course, for your wetland delineation for that tract of land. So you have many, many, many reviews going on, usually at the same time. However, the final approval rests with your local planning function and your county planning review board as well. And once all the other reviews are done and approved, then they'll look at the whole package and hopefully approve you then.
They have the power.
Yes, they do.
And all of this time, energy, and work, months, we're talking months, sometimes probably years, you bring it all together, you draw on all your maps, and in 1 hour it can be...
Right, it's based on the decision of these people. But are some of these commissions or these communities friendlier than others? Or are they all pretty much the same?
They're pretty much the same. You get some variations. You know, human nature, you have different kinds of personalities and what have you. But basically, they've been through this process with each of the members, and they've gone through this whole cycle. So they sort of expect certain things to take place in certain time frames. And but if you do your homework and you address all the variables, all the requirements on the state and local level for all these parameters, you usually have a very good chance for approval.
So if you do all your homework and you have all your ducks in a row, and we have somebody like you to help us through the process, we should be okay.
I
most of the time.
Most of the time, yes. That's correct.
Okay, so, well, that's what everybody's working towards, that goal. And so you get a review process, and it's lengthy because of the meetings maybe once a month. And so you have to make sure that it all lines up. And
all the different agencies, everything. Oh, my God.
So who draws everything out?
I do all the planning, all the mapping, and all the surveying and engineering, hopefully to comply with all these requirements at the different levels. And then again, as we even mentioned earlier, for even minor subdivisions, and we talked about lot consolidation on another program, you have to take these plans once they're approved and signed off. And in the case of let's say, any kind of subdivision, I, as a surveyor, will prepare the legal description for each of the new deeds. And then you would hire an attorney to do your new deed with my legal description. And he would take those approved drawings to the recorder of deeds office, whatever county you're in, for final approval and for recording purposes. You have 90 days to do that.
You talked about that in the last show. And if you don't meet those 90 days and you go record on day 91, what happens?
You got to take these plans back through the whole process.
So if the lawyer drops the ball and he doesn't record it, you have to go through it again?
Well, you have to take new plans and have them signed with a newer date. Starts another 90 days.
Does that happen? Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, it's happened.
It has happened.
More times than you want it to happen, but we handle it.
Yeah, okay, what a mess. So, Bob, we're going to go off topic here in a completely different direction, but I just want to mention it because you're here, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. Oftentimes, I go to a house, and somebody says, well, I'll say, you know, what's that next door? It's a lot. It's overgrown. And they'll say, well, it's owned by the city, and I've been trying to purchase it, but I don't know who to contact. And I'll look on a map, and it actually looks like there was an alley or a roadway there. It was never named. And so they put a shed there, or they put a fence beyond that point. You know, talk to me about that type of situation. That it makes my life very interesting.
It makes mine as well interesting because you have to deal with it not just on a surveying basis, but on a legal basis as well, dealing with the municipality you're in and the people that live in that area. And people that join that area, neighbors next to you. But usually when you come across what we say a paper street, what we mean by that is there was a certain width or area of land that was allocated in the very onset of subdividing land in the city, in the country, or wherever it may be. When you have these things happen, over time, some of those paper streets or streets that were supposed to be or alleyways or courtways were never developed. So now they sit there and people say, who owns it? Where can I find out what I can do with that land? Can I purchase it? Can I use it? And these are very valid questions. And my approach on most of these things, I tell my clients, and I would answer you in the same respect as this. We would look at the area you're in with that municipality, city, or borough, or township. Go to the governing body. That would be the supervisors or councils in that municipality. They normally have a list of streets that are either abandoned or vacated, or in another word, never used. And when you have this, I try to determine with the municipality, for my client's sake, is it abandoned or was it vacated? And if it were, you'd have to make sure this is done by a resolution of the governing body so that they can release that land so they don't have liability with it. And then that land could be either purchased by others or split up by others in a more legal process, and the liability would be off the municipality.
Yeah, I remember you had that instance in the Mid-Valley. There was a dispute between neighbors. A structure was put up. There was a street there. They were trying to sell it. It was a mess.
And it could be, but if there's a right way and there's a wrong way, just don't use it because it's there. So call Bob at, what's your phone number, please?
570-346-8249.
Thank you. Bob Mendola of Mendola & Associates, based in Dunmore, professional surveyors. We thank you for 2 weeks of excellent discussion. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a lovely four-bedroom, three-bath home at 1715 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $199,000. This home is located in the Hollywood section of Dunmore with a beautiful kitchen with granite countertops, new flooring, new carpets, new windows. There's a large master bath with a jacuzzi tub. It has large closets in each bedroom, a first floor laundry, a sunroom, a fenced in yard. This home also has a new roof, a new furnace, and a new water heater. This has got lots of new here in this house. I like it. This home is in move-in condition and is just looking for a new owner. That's a four-bedroom, three-bath home at 1715 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $199,000, and that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
What do you have to say about the neighbors, Bob? They're good, right?
Absolutely.
They're good neighbors there. And we happen to know some of them, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, we're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a great week.